This day 1630 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi, Teret Don Yeradeh, Simen Shin Samech Vav, Sif Aleph, to Simen Shin Samech Ches, Sif Aleph. This is our Vav, Din HaMoicher Kivro, somebody who sells his grave, Pirushas Kever, and the inheriting of grave, of Isa Bava Basra. That says himself as Bava Basra Mocha Kivro, somebody sells his grave. Dara Kivro, the way to his grave. Makom Mamado, the place where people stand for Avelos, for right after the burial. Place is Pedro, the place where people stand for eulogies. Boim name Ishpacha, the governors of Akorcha, the people, the members of the family come and they bury him there against his will. Mishim Pagam Mishpacha, because of the degradation of the family. They give back the money to the buyer. Their custom was that each family had its own burial place. Where they were buried the entire family. If a non-family member gets mixed up with them, raise the name. This is for them an eternal degradation. And will that which you say, if a person says, don't eulogize me, we fulfill his directive. Also, the place where the ma'amah takes place, the space takes place, it's an eternal degradation and when other people are in control of them. In the brackets here, he rejects the preacher, which he doesn't quote, so doesn't do us any good. Let it be buried by me, meaning his family. Her father says, let it be buried in my family. She's buried with her husband. That's the version of the Torah. That's the version is the opposite. She should be buried by her husband, by her father. The girls of the Torah seems primary. She has children. And she says they should bury her, I guess, to, I'm not sure they predeceased her or not. Seems they predeceased her. Since the cover eight, so by now she directed to bury her by her children. Cover says, so now we bury her by her children. What's Allah if she commanded to bury her either one place or other with her father or the husband? Perhaps because that's obvious if we listen to her in that case. If I says, I don't want to bury by me, says, not by me. We bury her by her husband, no matter against his will. Because the husband is required to bury her, and in brackets says, is that Ryle gives the tour? This is evidence of the tour that the husband's burial place takes precedence. The woman who inherited a burial place from her family is buried there, but not her descendants. Unless she actually saw them in a lifetime. In other words, she has infinite some connection to them. That's the gears on the tour. The gears of Mishabesh's mode, and by asking Sarah Smokos, the gears is very distorted. That her descendants are not buried by her, because they're affiliated with their father's family. And it's degrading to the members of her family, that people who are connected to another family, so she buried by them. But those who she saw in her lifetime, and as if they have become connected with her, ain't zignai. Well, is a follower. It's not degrading. That's a fascinating idea. That she's buried in that inherited grave. Even the husband says, let me be buried by me. Because we assess her perspective. She has enoughly covered before she your show saw. It should be more. It's more preferable to her to be buried in the kever where that she inherited. Anyway, that's fascinating halacha that has to do with whether she saw those descendants or not. Shin samasai covering may same loyal halacha beisakaras with tefillin and tzitzis. People who bury the mason should not go in the beisakaras with tefillin and tzitzis. Av covering may same kumar shemisaskim. This is So actually, I remember, misread the title of the siman. It's going to be saying it's talking about non-Jews. You bury non-Jews, and separate halacha. Lay a basic course in between the tzitzis. Don't go to basic course between the tzitzis and the rest of the put together. Okay, so all of it's covered by the same klum. Hashem is not kishtan grosam. We make an effort and get involved in the kvura of non-Jews. So menachem aleihem, and we console their mourners. They dark and shalom, because these are the pathways to peace. Because the kol b'kol says the rosh ha'meis chayv la'mod b'fon of. So he sees the dead. Has to stand before him, lay no covered, and treat him with respect. I feel meishalem, even a non-Jewish meishalem, shim nei darkeshom, because the pathway is a peace. The tiny but the to get it says in Tosefta Maspidim, my covering meish, they kuzim nei darkeshom. You give eulogies and bury non-Jewish the deceased on account of darkeshom. Menachem, you console them. Chuli ayin sham. Pace. Now to the second topic of the siman. Amina bebrachos. But not go in a cemetery with tefillin on his head and save Torah in his arm and learn. If he does this over and should loy the Rashi, who violates mocking the impoverished. Putting across Baal Pet, it's not just Torah, read from save Torah, it's also to read Baal Pet. But this is about the normal case. The person's reading, because the person has Sefer Torah, I guess he's learning from it. The one should stop enemy about Pep, but things which are written, you don't learn them verbally, orally. Even though some people say that there's only to be motzi others that it's also in the basic verse, not below Yaki Karatz, not for individuals reading for himself. Even though according to some poskim, the Easter Dvarim Shabbat Peh, Yeshua Dvarim Shabbat Ksav, Yat Rashai Lomar Baal Peh, things which are reading now to do Baal Peh, it's only Lohotzi, it's Arami, Yechova, it's only for no good if you're coming to fulfill all those obligations. Labiokar, that's only an individual can read Dvarim Shabbat Ksav, even Baal Peh. Come, come, Yechova, Milsu, because Sefer, nevertheless, it's a normal custom to read them in the Sefer. Outside the four amos, mutter basic chorus, it's mutter in the basic chorus to learn what film, etc. The loba chedesh are mace from, but not in the entire room where there's a mace chorus of the simon shin dal mem. Gimel. And we pass the lishna from the simple meaning of the words, masha dafka the chorus and sefer Torah, also it sounds like simply to read in sefer Torah also. But to carry it below kriya without reading the mutter is bristle. It's not like tefillin tzitzis, which is a person obligated to fulfill, and the person is fulfilling them when wearing them. Being a loy the rush is a mockery for the impoverished. I believe the sefer Torah be yadav, but to carry a sefer Torah in his hand, ain't a mina mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvahs. For lo miyisakol loy the rush. Why would it look like you're embarrassing the impoverished? I will scoff the impoverished. I will ain't kain dasa rama matuv shonar. It's not to be in the Rambam to the and Chilku Zel Shnei Dinim. They divide this into two separate halachos. Not to carry the Sefer Torah, not to learn read from it. The Rambam begged the Sefer Torah to show Zel Simon Reish by base course. They wrote to us the Sefer Torah, but Zel base course. You're not allowed to carry the Sefer Torah in your arm in a cemetery. Paydami Evel Simon Zel course. They wrote and separately here the Loi Lechadam to Arba Mishal Kever base course. But you're not going within 4 arms of a kever or in the cemetery. Tefillin Barosho with tefillin on his head. You may mechusim they're covered mutar. Lech base question now go within the base akvaros or betoch Arba Mishal base within 4 arms of base or shall kever or of a kever Sefer Torah bezro and Sefer Torah in his arm. The ikra bow and reading from it, or Yisrael or Darwin. Vodin apel also the cross, and also not only to read it orally. And the chavon the mace, unless it's for the honor of the mace. The Rambam is more precise. Shekhan Louis Kir Kriya Klau. He there doesn't mention reading at all. Veneer Shetik the Gemara Tefillin ain't shakos the Kriya. So it seems they infer that just like Tefillin has nothing to do with reading. Okay, Sefer Torah. So the Sefer Torah came in the Chador has nothing to do with reading, just having it. It's really the Gambachisa below Korea, they hold that even holding on to without reading from it, Ekaloy Grash is scoffing at the impoverished. The Shezokomets is like you're saying, Ani Yoche is a Sefer Torah Veloato. I'm only Sefer Torah, not you. Well, damn it, it's not like Tzitzis. She's borrowed, which we're going to explain. She'ena Nigra Alor, it's Mutter, but not dragging around, it's miserable. Shani Sefer Torah is different. Shebok, so we call Mitzis, because all the Mitzis are written there, so I guess it's of a different status. Dal Kosa to Hashem Re, with two rights name. The Re Dafka used to say Tefillin, Bishar Mitzvah Tzitzit Ben, it's only Tefillin, and other mitzvahs which are similar. Have a tzitzis sheichav is a beggar. But tzitzis, which I guess is mandatory because it's if you're wearing a beggar of avra kamfos, it's mitzvah. She'eni yochel lishtotis b'godav. You can't take off your clothing. She knows basic words. You can go to the cemetery. Come to Shana. But piece of course, our rabbi says, "He dam mutal. He goes to basic words. So took arba amos of mace. Oshel kever love tzitzis." So he says, right. So therefore, you're allowed to go into basic words or the four amos of a mace or of a kever, and you're wearing tzitzis. Who shall loy and nigra kever? So it's not dragging on the kever. I'm nigra also if it's dragging the kever. Also, mishum loy glarashka is scoffing at the impoverished. By mad var moim is my name. When is this true during their days? Shem etil tzitzis ben mabush to zoshin tzach atzma. They put tzitzis in a garment, which they're wearing anyway. They wear the garment anyway, and they put tzitzis in it. Avol, b'ayin of today, she'ein onu lo'av shimoso el shem, it's a day we only wear tzitzis. For the purpose of mitzvah, also I feel any garments, also even they're not dragging on the ground. V'ayin make sure tzitzis m'gulim tzitzis, tzitzis are revealed. I mean, may m'chus him, they're concealed mutar. Here's when the k'shor shnei at tzitzis shem, b'nei ha'knafayim zeim, sexual husband, basic boros, they're those who tie the tzitzis and the two cords together when they enter the base course, lo ilu kum takanos, and that is meaningless. Akan l'shono, end quote from the base Yosef. V'ayim baruch haim singu chof chof gimol, em nogim hetev tas kotan, kemet tzitzis mechusin, the oilam is matir to wear tas kotan in the cemetery, since the tzitzis are covered. Presumably he wears tzitzis out, then you cover them. Hey, kvar yisbar, shibarichu, I mean, that's what you do. Hey, Kvani Sparta writing explain Shabrichuk Arba Amas of Kev, basic words, Mutu, before Amas away from the Kev or the basic words, you're allowed to wear the tzitzit in film. I feel the words are going to even see the Kvani. Mim Yesha Mechitza, if there's a wall, Mutu Achar Mechitza, it's Mutu right behind the wall. Some of Kafil talk Arba Amas in the Kev or basic words, even within 4 hours of the Kev, the basic words. Fanikal Sefer, the basic words, based Torah of Chalila, so it's great. Evidently, some people had a custom taking Sefer Torah to the basic words at the time of travail, and that's not a good thing to do. Interesting when you say Kaddish, you're not supposed to say 4 amos from the Kvarim. Not sure people are mocking this. Utchinas v'noagim on our Kvarim supplications because of the saying Kvarim. Avshei Shem Psugim the Psugim Vav Neshemim the Chaver Amesim. Say in honor of the dead. Kandugul Matilim Eitzel Mesim also because of the saying Tilim by Mesim Eishu Kiyush Kavas Lords when you're laying down on the ground. He showed him to the cover, quota, to do this for his honor. Because Tikkun Nishmas and Vix Nishama have a question about the minute. It's difficult to negate the minute. But when I Tzidu Kadin, Korah, Usama, Kever, you'll have to say Tzidu Kadin again, even though it's Tzukim adjacent to the grave. All that is part of Kofan and Mace. Shin Samaches, Shaloni Okalos, Rosh, basically, was not to be frivolous in a cemetery. Tanabar, we learned the rights of Basak of Elf. Tanabar, basically, was Aim Nigim and Kalos Rosh. Basic words, you're not frivolous. But you don't graze an animal there. You don't put a canal, water canal through them. You don't gather grasses there. If you gather grasses, basic words, you're going to bury them on the spot. He defines as Rosh Hashanah is eating and drinking there. Kamosh Hashanah, like we learned previously, in basic essence, in the Shul, ain't no gimbal kalos rosh. We don't, not frivolous there. Ain't no chlamini, ain't no chimbayim, ain't no chosbam. We don't eat there, don't drink there, ain't miskash, don't adorn ourselves there. Fame, metallic talibam, we don't take the walk, strolls there. Mishnah Shamakosh, Ozbam, Mishnah there, Oz explains numerous other things. Name of Shim, so Kabolim, you don't, make ropes there. Vain parts of the you don't put animal traps there. Vain shelves, pears, you don't put fruit to dry its roof. Vain oceans, you don't make them shortcuts. Ein Shom. Chani b'chlal kalos rosh, all is considered to be frivolous. Chani kitzakar b'rayis, therefore the b'rayis here is brief, terse. Rako siva, the aim of Maran Shomayim only adds you don't graze animals. Vamos ha'mayim, and the canal, the water canal, v'likut ha'slavim, and again the grasses, chole lo shai, b'its grasses, everything else you figure you'll find out by shuls. And you extrapolate here. These are not by shul, so therefore he wasn't in Sicily. Basically, that's a mention explicitly by grapes. In brackets, he says, basically, and that says, Chashim Hesped Bekalus Rosh. Interesting that in shul, Hesped is considered to be it's frivolous. Obviously, it depends on circumstances. Loshai, basically, they call it Hesped, that's not relevant by basically, where it's primarily the place of Hespedim. Okay, that brings us to the end for today.